This is Pants in the Boot. I am your host, Glenn Fleischman, in the great state of Washington. Joining me on this episode to talk about a meal that happens between the middle of the day, typically, and later in the day, often, are people from around various English-speaking countries, including Dan in Massachusetts, Chris near Dundee, Scotland, James in Glasgow, Anthony in the northwest of England, Annette in Edmonton, and Erica Ensign in Edmonton by way of Wisconsin. Hello, folks. What do we call a meal? Do we call a meal that happens after what the middle of the day meal, which we might call lunch, is, and a later in the day meal that we might call dinner or supper is? What is that meal around 2 or 3 p.m., 4 p.m., maybe even a little later? What is that called?
Unnecessary but very welcome.
Yeah. Like, what is this magical meal? Because I don't have this meal.
Yeah, same.
Country.
Well, same.
There are several different meals that you're covering there. I mean, you know, you've got tea, high tea, dinner, or tea, and supper could all fall within that time.
Oh, right. My God. This is like advanced mathematics
so
of food.
That meal is called, can I open the fridge and get something out of it without it being audible to anyone else in the house?
It's the, can I justify calling this a meal? Right? Can I eat something right now? Well, look, so I was told many years ago by people who I thought knew something that you never call it high tea, that high tea is the non-you way of saying it's what people who are not actually upper class call a fancy tea. And then I've now been informed and I've done more reading and I realize I am wrong.
I think, again, that depends on your perspective. I think you're right if you're having it at home. Like, if you are a lord who lives on an estate and you have tea, you're not going to call it high tea, you know, when your butler brings it to you or whatever. You're not going to call it high tea. That, to you, that's just tea or afternoon tea. But you can buy high tea if you go out to eat it. There are now lots and lots of places that will sell you something called high tea.
And typically a multi-layer platter of tiny cakes.
Yeah, it's got a specific type of food, I feel like, that is served with it, right? Like, there's a very narrow kind of cuisines. Like, there's maybe some pastries, but there's like little tiny sandwiches and different things like that.
Dan, did you not partake when you were in Glasgow?
I did. I've actually been a few times. I went to the Macintosh Tea Room, but I've also done it. The Boston Public Library here in Boston does a high tea at their little restaurant, which I took my wife to for a birthday a couple years ago. I've had high tea in a variety of places, and it does have, you know, I had high tea in India. It's different, you know, slightly different, like what the actual things on the platter are, but they're all in the same genre of food.
It's all the same principle.
I do feel anytime I have done that, I feel like I'm cosplaying as a posh person.
James, you are.
When I was in England in late 2017, I met up with an old friend who's now living there, married to an English person, American. And she said, do you want to meet at Fortnum & Mason? And I'm like, sure. So we had high tea at Fortnum & Mason in St. Pancras Station at Christmas. And I was like, I think I've achieved a sort of peak perfection of tourism crossed with some aspect of like authentic Britishism, a little bit at least, because I don't know.
But I don't feel that it's authentic, because it's not something I ever did when I was growing up, and it's just something that's appeared like along with the food trucks.
It is mostly tourists who go for high tea at places like the Ritz and what have you these days.
It's a simulation of that culture of being in a fancy house.
My British mother-in-law and I, who cannot agree on supper and dinner or what dinner is, we meet in high tea, and we go for high tea all the time. Ooh. We've gone for high tea on cruises with her, because she's taking me on a cruise. We do it in England. We have actually some really great bakeries in Edmonton who do high tea. So we do Christmas high tea, and then we do Mother's Day high tea and birthday high teas. So we high tea it up all the time. And
apart from you,
I love it.
I would suggest it's not something that apart from you, it's not something that most people would do. I submit. So the last time I've been for high tea, I can tell you exactly when it was. It was just before our daughter was born, because it was my wife and I's last kind of adult thing that we did. I'm going to draw the distinction there. I pronounced that wrong. I did that in the American sense. For me, the word adult always suggests porn. Adult.
Yes.
Because obviously the previous adult thing that we did led to the situation we're in now. But we went for afternoon tea, although it was actually in the morning, in a very, very nice hotel. And it was sensational. But it was about, I don't know, 40 quid a head or something.
Yeah.
But so it's definitely not something that you would do as a routine part of your everyday life.
But this is the difference between high tea and afternoon tea. Afternoon tea is much more common because it's cheaper and, frankly, you know, sort of a slightly lower class as opposed to high tea. Lots of people I know take afternoon tea, but that's literally just having a snack with tea and a bit of cake, perhaps, in the afternoon.
I would say I never dignify that with a name, though. I think this entire episode is bogus, Fleischman.
I reject the entire concept of this episode.
I mean, isn't it just like the sort of the yin to the Elevenses yang? It's kind of like it's
okay,
the same thing.
Wait. Hold on. Is Elevenses and Second Breakfast, are those actually things? I just assumed
second
they were made up for Hobbits.
No, Second Breakfast
isn't. Second Breakfast is Hobbits, but Elevenses
is just like tea and biscuits or a little break
wow.
or
so
something.
So it's morning tea then.
Yeah, I mean... It,
mind blown. But it sounds more fun to say Elevenses.
Can I just point out, it's Elevenses. Yes. Not yes. 11 Z's. There's no I in it. It's 11 Z's.
So if I'm in the UK, if I'm in certain countries in the UK, I could be eating, I'm sorry, the UK is a country. I beg your pardon. Now I'm getting into a political situation. So I could eat breakfast. I could eat 11 Z's. I could eat lunch. I could eat tea. I could eat dinner and I could eat supper potentially. Right? Right?
And your afternoon tea. And
so
your,
are you ever not eating is really the question.
There is a reason that hobbits eat all the time, you know.
I don't think any of the Brits here would ever claim they eat anything other than breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Right, yeah, right.
You know, we're not that different from you. We
gave your name.
It's just that we,
you're not.
We just have these opportunities. You know, we might not take advantage of them, but, you know, we could say, I shall have some afternoon tea.
But would you, genuinely, James, would you ever say that? Even if you've bought a box of Mr. Kipling's exceedingly fine cakes.
And one of those platters with, like, yes. I would make three layers. No, I would never do that. I would, like, I might make myself a cup of tea in the afternoon, or I might have a biscuit or whatever. But I wouldn't.
That's what I meant earlier about going out and buying it. Like, at home, no, it's just a snack. But if I went out to get it, to sit down at Betty's Tea Rooms or something and have, you know,
Betty's
tea and cake.
Tea
That's afternoon tea, and I would call it afternoon tea.
Let me encourage anyone visiting the UK to go to Betty's Tea Rooms. One in Harrogate. Where's the other one? Leeds, is it? They are
They're all over the north, yeah.
They're just the best.
They're okay. I mean, you know.
But so you would invite someone out. You would say, let's meet for afternoon tea, you might say. Would you say that? Or would you just be,
No, it was like, you know, let's just meet in town and have a coffee and have a cake or whatever.
That depends on the context. If you were going to a tea room to have tea and cakes, yeah, I would say let's have afternoon tea. Sure.
Would you? Interesting. Yeah.
Well,
I have a regional difference. But Harrogate's just down the road from me. Like, yeah.
I mean, there's tons of them around here, but it's not something I generally do.
Oh, but it's not for tourists, though. Not like high tea is for tourists, and this kind of afternoon, like the tea rooms, those would be for people who actually live in a place.
I mean, is the phrase ladies who lunch widespread? Because that's a very particular type of person. It's a type of person with not all that much to do, but who sort of professionally have lunch with their girlfriends. And that sort of, you know, there's a definitely sort of lifestyle thing tied up in some of this as well, that you have the leisure and the disposable income to be able to constantly be, you know, dropping 10, 20, 30, 40 bucks ahead on, mm-hmm. you know, an unnecessary and bogus meal.
Whereas I
aspire to be a lady
oh,
who
God
lunches.
Yeah. I mean,
come on.
Trust me.
I just want to lunch all the time.
I aspire to be a lady who lunches as well.
You have to have wine or mimosas at ladies who lunch.
Yeah, a very chilled Chablis or a crisp Sancerre mm-hmm. or something. Just something, you know. Or a sort of Lucille Bluth martini to sort of wave as you gesticulate at the waiters.
My chocolate hobnob does not really compare to this notion of afternoon tea.
I thought we'd agree to never talk about your hobnobs on the air again, John.
Especially not your chocolate ones.
Well, I'm a little peckish after that. I think it's time for the next meal because, you know, it's only been about 2 hours between each thing we've eaten already. So I want to thank all my panelists and thank you to Chris Breen for our theme music. We are part of the very fine Incomparable Network, which you can find at theincomparable.com. We have hours, nay, months, possibly a year of material you could listen to continuously if that were your want. So you might want to go there and contribute to help us produce this nonsense. Thank you for listening and come back again for a meal that we may call dinner.